91.5 WMFO Medford.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio on a special edition on New Year's Day. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you had a safe and wonderful New Year's, wherever you were, and however you may have been spending it with your family and friends last night. We have a lot to get to today, but none more exciting than the announcement today coming up in just a few moments. We have a special guest today on the show, former New York Giant quarterback Perry Williams will be joining the show at 4 o'clock. Here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, and I can't wait. I gotta admit that, you know, I can't wait to have the opportunity to speak with him, not only in just in terms of sports, but as well as what he has done post football career. We're gonna talk on a variety of topics and so forth, as I have a lot that I want to ask and I want to talk with him about. So stay tuned for that interview coming up at 4 o'clock on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Welcome. I want to begin the new decade and the new year by saying the following. I want to mention that with the new year brings an opportunity of newness. It's an opportunity to be able to have a fresh new start, a fresh new outlook, and as well as be able to reflect, contemplate, plan out, and make new commitments. And make new commitments to what you want for yourself, your goals that you set for yourself, and as well as having the opportunity to fulfill your goals, whether they are long-term or short-term. And with this new year, also ushers in a new decade. And if you think about for one moment where you were in your life 10 years ago today, as a matter of fact, January 1st, 2010, beginning of a new decade, a new year, and you compare it to where you are now, I know one has to be thinking, I can't believe how far I've come. And I can't believe how much has changed. So my message to start today is, always have that perspective that this being a special year in itself, 2020, this is a grand opportunity to begin a new chapter. New decade, new year. Out with the old, in with the new. Because in life, it's always about getting better. Never staying the same, but getting better. But getting better at what you do. By challenging yourself, what's the next step in achieving what I set out to achieve. 2020 should be a year, and it will be a year, where there will be new challenges, new goals, and new expectations, in which it's time to break the mold. It's time to break away what has been the norm and to begin to work on what is new, to begin to work on improving and as well as growing into what you can become, taking that leap of faith, taking that hope in which that you believe in yourself, that all of the work that you put in, it will pay off. And as we begin the first show of 2020 and my first radio show of the new decade, I believe that it is surely a privilege and a blessing to be able to do what I do, while at the same time acknowledging there is a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of growing that needs to be done in order to get to the next level. And that next level isn't only just limited to career, but more importantly, as a person in life, challenging myself to break out of what I have been so comfortable with. Because change can be daunting. It can be scary. And a lot of people fear it. But it's how you deal with that fear that ultimately determines where you go and how far you will continue to march forward. As we begin the new decade and the new year, let us all remember the following: that our past does not determine our present, and it surely does not determine your future. Whatever your past is, let it go. Let it go altogether. Make a commitment to yourself that wherever you are at this current stage in your life, that you have the ability to challenge yourself and step forth in your greatness. So here in 2020, at the start of a new decade, here's to all of you who are listening, and to all of those who have listened to the show from day one. I hope all of you have a very special 2020. I hope you guys have a very special and healthy Happy New Year to all of you, wherever you may be, no matter how you're listening. Your support and your encouragement is always appreciated. The phone lines are open. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We have a lot to get to in the next couple of hours as we're on the air until 5 o'clock. And I do want to start off by saying this. I want to start off by saying that with everything that's going on in terms of sports especially locally and even nationally, that there's a sense of excitement as to what will this decade hold. But that question can absolutely be applied to the local sports team here in New England, between the Patriots, the Bruins, the Red Sox, the Celtics. All of that can be applied. You know, it's been some kind of decade for Boston sports in the 2010s. You know, with the Bruins winning in 2011, the Red Sox winning World Series in 2013, the Patriots winning the Super Bowl in 14 and 16, the Red Sox winning the World Series in 18, and the Patriots winning another Super Bowl again in 2018. Now, with the new decade here, the question does become, what's next? What exactly is next for the teams locally? Your guess is as good as my guess. I don't know. No one knows how long this run of dominance is going to last or continue to move forward. The only thing that we can do is worry about the now. So what is the now? The now is the Patriots, they have a playoff game on Saturday. We'll get to that in this hour. And also, we have a lot to talk about in terms of the Bruins as well. And we have Lucky Lou, who's in the car, calling into the Sugar Right Show. Thanks for calling in. What do you got for me today?
Hey, I just want to first wish you a happy and healthy New Year's as well.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
No problem. We're entering a new decade. I would say a new decade for Boston sports. We New England sports. Patriots gonna have to, we're gonna have to take a turn at some point. I mean, how much longer are we gonna have Brady at the helm? That's going to happen this decade,
and that's one of the great questions that's actually going to be among the headlines here in 2020, especially in Boston sports. What's next for Brady after this season ends? Hopefully, it ends in Miami, but we'll see.
I mean, ultimately, it's the next question. The reality is, after this season, I mean, all the other sports will be still going, but the first question of the new decade is, where did the Patriots go from here?
Yeah,
It's the very first thing we have to address. But I mean, as you were saying, I like the direction of all the other teams. I think the Bruins and the Celtics, obviously the Celtics. I think both those teams are headed in the right direction. There's some question marks with the Red Sox, but
yeah.
Time will tell with that. But I'm very concerned about the Patriots, especially this weekend.
Definitely, and one of the concerns that I have is that the defense in this game that just took place this past Sunday really began to show signs of wear and tear for the first time in a while. And one of the things that I was going to touch on later in the hour, but I can start talking about it now, is the defense proclaimed itself to be the boogeyman at around before the midway part of the season. But they've looked anything but the boogeyman in the last 3-4 weeks, especially against Miami, who had nothing to play for.
Right.
You know,
that's where I'm concerned is where they didn't, either we didn't have our hearts in it, which is
just shocking to even say.
But I don't think they would want to drop to a third seed and, you know, play this way. It's more of a frightening thing because it's a real big sign when our defense isn't there, you know, our offense isn't going to carry it. So, and that's definitely, you know, we're looking at a playoffs. I'm concerned about next week, but all the other teams that are in the playoffs, we didn't beat this year.
Exactly.
Know? So, one would have to say, you can hold your faith, you know, close, but there's red flags everywhere. I'm pretty scared about the Pats' chances.
And you have every right to be. And one of the things that I hope that a lot of the Patriot fans are taking into consideration that you got Kansas City waiting if you win on Saturday night. And you have problems against Kansas City. And should you even meet the Baltimore Ravens further down the line, if they are still in the playoffs, you got smoked by Baltimore in week 9. And on top of that, like if you look across the other playoff teams, Buffalo this year did in fact give you trouble. Don't be fooled by the fact that you beat them in September and as well as the second to last game of the season. But the truth is, the Patriots against contending teams, they haven't been all that impressive.
You know, to me, offense and defense, to have a complete game, I think we've only seen maybe one or two all season.
Yeah.
And that would probably be that game against Miami, the 43, you know, trouncing.
Yeah, 43-0.
That was a complete game. I haven't seen too many of those since. I haven't seen any, to be honest with you. Just once either the defense is clicking and the offense isn't, or the offense kind of is and the defense is having problems, they just don't seem like they're getting it together this year enough to make a run at it. And if they don't, where do we go from here? Because Brady's a free agent, is he not?
Yeah, he is.
So, I don't see him going to another team. But, you know, his house has been up for sale. He has all these red flags showing up.
Yeah.
I mean, why would he want to stay?
I mean,
you know?
Yeah, like part of the big contention with Brady, especially if he is going to stay or not, is what has Belichick done to provide him with reinforcements? I understand that going into the season, I mean, you did have weapons. You had Demaryius Thomas here at one point. You also had Antonio Brown here at one point. We obviously know how that ended, and as well as. Like you still had Element, who was obviously healthy, but now is very much banged up, and you had weapons, but after Demaryius Thomas was let go, and he go on to sign with the New York Jets, even with the Jets he didn't produce much of anything there, and as well as after letting go of Antonio Brown, you never, you know, supplemented that lost depth at receiver, which in turn has caused problems between Brady and the receivers. You know, like, and, you know, like it hasn't been all smooth and stones with Philip Dorsett and Jacoby Myers either. So it's one of those things where like if you're Brady, you got to look at all of these things as a consideration. But that's going to be part of a much greater discussion, regardless of how the game ends up being for the Patriots on Saturday night. What happens now?
Right. There are a lot of reasons for concern. You said the depth. We lost all sorts of players. And, you know, if you include Gronk from last year.
Yeah, correct.
We never really filled that spot.
No.
I mean, although we may have him next year. His TV career might be one of the players with the Steve Harvey spike. Just
saying. Oh, man. I'm not so sure I'm even sold on that either, especially after last night.
He ain't coming back.
Oh, gosh.
He ain't coming back. He said in his post-career, and actually, you have to see, I didn't even know he was going to be on TV last night.
Neither did I.
After seeing him last night, he is not coming back to football. I don't even know if he wants to be a commentator. He's doing that party thing. Like I said, even though Steve Harvey may have been, he may never do first night again. But he'll find his niche. I wouldn't even be surprised if you see him on some sort of show, you know, some sitcom or something. Oh, my God, that's where he wants to do. He ain't interested in playing football again.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, but if Pat fans are expecting that's what's going to happen and that's what's going to save this team next year, if they get Tom Brady back and all these other things fall into place,
right.
I wouldn't be betting on that one, you know. But they, you know, how long can we live on the next man steps up? Because, you know, the whole season has been next man steps up, and it's, you know, we've had great flashes on the defense.
Yeah.
Clearly, some of the best defense in the first half of the season the NFL has ever seen. That ain't here anymore. I don't know what's changed, but it ain't there now.
And, you know, one thing I want to touch on before I let you go is,
sure,
so much has been made in terms of the defense and what the defense has done this season, especially in the first half of the season. My thing is, as you and I know, and as Pats fans know, we played against basically garbage time offenses, including Washington, especially in the first half of the season. But go ahead.
No, that's exactly it. Yeah, who they played.
Yeah, Washington, Miami. Buffalo, in the Buffalo game in back in September, the defense won the game for the Patriots. Let's be 100% honest.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at teams that they played in the first half of the season, it was like, okay, great. And so much has been made by other fans was that, well, wait until they play a quote-unquote real team. Baltimore failed that test.
Yep.
Philadelphia, you barely passed that test. Kansas City, you failed that test. Although the referees, that's a whole other topic of discussion. But Houston absolutely failed that test on Sunday Night Football. So you really can't. I don't think any of us can go into Saturday night and say, I have a world of confidence that the Patriots are suddenly going to turn on the proverbial switch and, you know, go on this great run, because the second half of the season has been so telling, where I know we should never count out the Patriots, and I'm not counting them out, but there is legitimate concerns to be had, especially after what we saw on Sunday against Miami.
I mean, just what you're saying, the other teams we're going to play are going to look at that tape for the Miami game.
Yeah.
And they're saying, this is what Miami did to embarrass the Pats. And they're not a good offensive team.
Not
they're
wrong.
Not a good defensive team. And we are. And we could do this better. And I don't know if the Pats are going to adjust to that. You know, you say about the... and I actually draw this comparison because I've said this. I have some fans who are Lakers fans.
Yeah.
And they were talking earlier in December about how the Lakers are just crushing every team. I said,
absolutely,
the Lakers went almost 5 weeks without playing a team over 500. Wait till they play some good teams. And then they played four teams in a row that were playoff contenders.
Huh.
And they lost against all of them. So, I mean, you just don't know. I mean, it's, you know, you could have this great record, but if you're playing teams that only have 3 wins,
exactly,
it doesn't mean much. It don't mean much. And now, you know, one would think the coaching, which has, I think, everybody baffled, was at the end of that first half of the Pats game, with time left, we basically took a knee.
Absolutely.
And I three timeouts in, what was it, about a minute and a half left?
Mm-hmm.
And we did nothing with it, intentionally.
Essentially.
I mean, it could have been your game. Where are we going with this? You know, the last time we saw this, we were out. So,
I have
nothing. I'm actually at a loss.
At least you're honest. So I mean, and I can't help but respect that. You know, like, thank you so much for the call, and we'll definitely link up soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
No doubt. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Take it. Yeah, and you know, like, it was a good conversation that I had with Lucky Lou, who's a super fan of the Boston Celtics, and. Yeah, we're going to continue to talk about the Patriots coming up shortly after the music break we have coming up. This is the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Glad you're able to join on this New Year's Day edition of the Shukri Wright Show. Here with you until 5. The phone lines are open. Taking phone calls at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We're going to take a quick break again for station identification and for PSA, courtesy of 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
That PSA was brought to you by 91.5 FM WMFO. So we're going to continue talking about the Patriots. And it's only befitting that, after all, it's time for a little bit of a rant. Because there were a couple of things that I saw in the game from Sunday that I really was not happy with. And I'm going to say this very flatly. I've never seen Belichick give up on half the way that he did on Sunday. Three timeouts, a minute 49 remaining, and you didn't use any of your timeouts? And what was disturbing, and this is part of a bigger point that I'm going to make here, is we sit here and we often talk about how Belichick is always prepared. Belichick makes the right in-game decisions. Belichick does this right. Belichick does that right. But what I saw at the end of that first half was so bothersome, was so downright concerning, that at the half, I began to wonder, what exactly were you thinking by not using any of your timeouts? What was the point of all of that? I don't even think he had really much of an answer. You went into the half tied at 10, in which, for whatever reason, the game was closer than what it should have been. And the thing that makes me sick, the more I think about it, is this. Belichick has had opportunities to make whatever adjustment that Miami was doing. And part of my frustration with the Patriots, especially in these last few weeks, is when there's a door opening, they normally have blown that door wide open. But they haven't. So what exactly was Belichick thinking by not using any of his timeouts? You had them at the disposal. You had the two-minute warning that just passed. What were you trying to do? And I know there were people that was trying to look at the silver lining after the game and so forth. But here's the hardcore truth. The Patriots are playing on wild card weekend for the first time since 2009. And how did that work? Not very well. Not very well. I know the whole spiel of don't count this team out. They've shown up time and time again. Don't discount this team. Don't take this team for granted. Blah, blah, blah. And the whole boogeyman, like, well, we're the boogeyman. Ooh. Who exactly are you scaring these days? Huh? You came up with the term of boogeyman halfway through the season after beating on trash bags of a teams. And here we are going into the first weekend of January of the new year, and you're playing instead of having the first round bye. All you had to do was win and you have a week off. That's all you had to do. But you couldn't even take care of business. You couldn't even take care of business. So to make matters even worse is that you are up 24-20 towards the end of the fourth quarter on that final drive that Miami had. Not once could you get that big stop. Not once. Not once. Miami goes on to score, and then you have to resort to the trickery on that last play, the flea flicker or whatever you want to call it. It's absurd and it's absolutely pathetic. So, to what I was pointing out with the phone call a little bit earlier on this hour is, Patriot fans, honestly and truthfully, be honest with yourself. How honestly confident do you feel in this team right now going up against Tennessee? And I am begging all of you, do not take Tennessee lightly. They have looked like a very different team ever since Ryan Tannehill took over as starting quarterback for Marcus Mariota. They have become a very different team offensively. Whether it was because of the fact that he's no longer playing in the Adam Gase offensive system that he was playing in down in Miami or not, we will never really truly know. But one could suggest and make a case that that may have been a case or a contributing factor as to why he was underperforming in Miami. But the fact of the matter is, Ryan Tannehill at times has carried this Tennessee offense. And here we are going into Saturday night's matchup against New England. And the defense, I don't even know what to say in terms of the defense. Well, for the most of the year, they had the best defense in the NFL. Yeah, except when you had to play teams that had a winning record. And oh, by the way, the teams that you lost to, Baltimore in the playoffs, Kansas City in the playoffs, Houston in the playoffs. Three out of the four. Miami, they're home for the winter in the spring. Three out of the four. They're in the playoffs. So, I'm going to put this out there now. This is probably the worst 12-4 team that I've seen in quite some time. Looking at the entire body of work, the Patriots, I'm not impressed. I am not impressed. 12-4 is 12-4. I get it. But if we're going to be 100% honest here, that 12-4 is a little deceiving, would you think? I would think so. Yeah. It is. Very deceiving. Defensively, first half of the season, they looked good. But considering that they got torched in Baltimore, Kansas City, they played up to their standards, kind of, but could have made a couple of stops. Should have made a couple of stops. You know, by the way, that Houston game? Oh my God, don't get me started. Don't get me started. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So I got news for you. I'm not 100% confident in this Patriots team right now going into the weekend. Am I saying that they're going to lose? No. Am I overly confident they'll win this game easily? Not so sure. Because the truth is this. The Patriots, their issues are too big to cover up at this point in juncture in the season. If we're going to be completely transparent here, I don't think you go deep in the AFC playoffs with the lack of offensive weapons outside of Julian Edelman. You're just not. He's banged up and hurt. Brady has been dealing with the tennis elbow for how many weeks now? And you want to sit here and try to convince me that Mohamed Sanu is suddenly going to turn that switch on and, you know, Philip Dorsett's going to turn that switch on and Jacoby Myers is finally going to get it together and N'Keal Harry, he's going to finally become an absolute force in the playoffs. My challenge to you is go ahead and call in the show right now. Because I don't see it. I really honestly don't see it. The numbers don't lie and the eyeballs sure as heck do not lie. They don't. So if you're feeling also confident in this team, other than the fact that you're a Patriots fan, and withstanding the issue that this team has had over the last 7 weeks of the season, that they're going to beat Tennessee and go on an extended run in the playoffs. I'll gladly wait. I'll wait. I will wait. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Coming up after this quick music break, there has been one area of improvement for the Patriots that they've made. And it was highlighted in an article that was written this afternoon. And I'm going to talk about that. So, if you are out on the roads this afternoon, out and about, or relaxing at home listening to the show, thanks for tuning in. Greatly appreciated as always. Great time of year to be a Boston sports fan, to be a Pats fan, and so forth. And I do know this. If New England somehow, and I do mean somehow, proves me wrong, kudos. I want to be proven wrong. I really do. I'm not rooting against my team or a team that I love. I'm not doing that. But when it's time to point out the facts, the homerism goes out the window entirely. It just does. Because at the end of the day, this isn't about playing favorite to the home team, but rather speaking the truth, even if you don't like it. And that's the bottom line. Coming up next, what improvement have the Patriots have made offensively that's gotten me, maybe there is a chance here. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Está prohibido. bien. Si apagar el sol para encender tu amanecer. Hablar en portugués, aprender a hablar francés. O bajar la luna hasta tus pies. Yo solo quiero darte un beso.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Glad you can join the show on New Year's Day. Happy New Year to you, wherever you may be, and however you may be ringing in the new year. Be safe and God bless. At 4 o'clock, we're going to have two-time Super Bowl champion Perry Williams and former New York Giant. He'll join the show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We have a lot that we're going to talk about. I cannot wait. As well as some really cool things that he's doing post NFL career, things that he's accomplished and things that he's currently doing. Can't wait to get into it as well. So before we went on the music break, I mentioned that there has been one silver lining in regards to the Patriots as to what they have gotten better at. And there was an article that was written today by Eric Scalavino of thepatriots.com. And one thing that he mentioned, and I think this is something that is worth talking about, especially as it pertains to Saturday's game against the Tennessee Titans, is that New England running the ball, as much as it has been a point of contention, a point of concern, it's gotten better over the last 6 weeks. And he points out a stat that really stood out and kind of tells a tale as to some of the improvements and some of the things that they had to improve upon, especially at times where the Patriots passing the ball has struggled. He mentions, quote, over the final 6 weeks of the regular season, New England as a team rushed for more than 100 yards 5 times and just missed doing so on the other occasion. They ran collectively for a total of 94 yards in the loss to Kansas City earlier this month. Contrast with the combined net rushing yards of 74, 79, 74, and 74 in the previous 4 games from late October through mid-November. Now, I will say this. One of the reasons why the Patriots have looked so much better offensively is they have done a better job running the ball. And a lot was made of last week when Belichick put in Landon Roberts at fullback. And he has been a big part of the success. And there's a question that was asked to Dante Scarnecchia. He is the offensive line coach for the Patriots, and the question that was asked was if this was simply a byproduct of players executing their assignments better or more consistently. And Scornecchia says, and quote, I think that's a big part of it. And then confidence. Okay, this is going to be all right. That's as much a factor as anything. Having early success in games and then continuing doing it throughout the course of the game, especially at the end when you need to do it. End quote. Because there are times earlier this season where they didn't look very confident, especially the middle part of the season, especially late October into mid-November. They didn't look very confident running the ball. And there were concerns as to why. What's going on? What was the deal? Part of it was the loss of David Andrews. It was a huge deal at the beginning of this season. And also the fact that they just weren't confident. And I do think that the experience that was gained by Isaiah Wynn definitely played a big part in it, and the improvement that they've made running the ball, you know? And, you know, Shaq Mason getting healthy, that being a big part of it as well, you know? So I do think that that's something that the Patriots are going to absolutely need going into the AFC wildcard matchup against Tennessee. You know? And one thing that I will say especially that has been absolutely critical is the conversion of the co-captain Elandon Roberts from linebacker to part-time fullback. That's played a big part of it. Because remember, James Devlin's season came to an end in week two. Remember that neck injury that he had in the win against the Dolphins in Miami? Yeah, he injured his neck and he's been out since. So they haven't had a true running back essentially for how many games? 14 games? Yeah. And finally, they made the conversion for Elandon Roberts from linebacker to playing fullback, which has contributed to some of the success that they've had in recent games running the ball. And that's something that the Patriots can hang their hat on offensively going into the game and going into the playoffs. But the concern still remains. Who are they going to throw the ball to? Especially when they get into red zone offense. That's something that neither one of us really has an infinite answer on. I don't think anybody really does. Who's going to step up? Especially when they get into critical down situations, like a third and five or a third and six. You know, when the Patriots get into the red zone. First and goal, second and goal, get the ball into the end zone. Because I'll tell you this now, they cannot get into the red zone and settle for field goals and think they're going to win in the playoffs. You have to be able to score touchdowns, which means you need to be able to have weapons at your disposal that you can go to. And the Patriots don't have that outside of Edelman. Because let's face it, I can guarantee you right now that Tennessee is going into the game thinking, double up Edelman, make Brady throw to everyone else. Make everyone else beat us but Edelman. That's a fact. That is a fact. What remains to be seen is how much can Mohamed Sanu make the improvements to fit into the system? Because right now, he's not much of a fit. There's no question that he's a talented receiver and all. There's no question. But here's the thing. Is he a good fit for this Patriots system right now? The honest answer is no. I don't think he is. Philip Dorsett? We'll see. That remains to be seen. And the one thing I will say is this. if you're New England, I think this is the time now where you really have to do everything you can to get the most out of what you have. And I'm not sure at times that the Patriots have done that. Like, honestly speaking, I don't see it. But you know, one thing I am looking forward to is this. The one thing I am most looking forward to is the fact that New England, they're going into the postseason with experience. But although they are going to be entering the postseason in uncharted territory, something that they haven't done in 10 years, there is a chance. There is a chance. But it's worth talking about the concerns that we have for the Patriots. Coming up next, Perry Williams, two-time Super Bowl champion, former New York Giant, will join the show at 4 o'clock. Here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio.
Bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez.
Suave,
bésame, bésame.
Suavecito.